This is a paid message from GoFundMe. Meet Juan Naula. When his son was hospitalized for a viral infection, Juan started a GoFundMe to pay for medical expenses.
It was $5,000 to pay the bill for my son, and I needed only 22 hours. It was amazing. People really trust on GoFundMe.
How did Juan raise $5,000 in less than a day? He posted a short video on GoFundMe, telling his story in 30 seconds.
30 seconds. Be specific, be quick, and tell what are you going to be using the funds for. I was nervous to do it because it doesn't feel okay to ask money, but you shouldn't be nervous. Sometimes you just have to do it and see the results. We were able to save my son's life. Thanks to GoFundMe that we still have my son with us.
Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This message reflects one person's experience.
Get on to Prenderville.
Text or WhatsApp Neil now. 0868-104-106.
The Neil Prenderville Show on Red FM.
Okay, so you had this tractor with a trailer behind it, and up in it was the float. And you see in it, in the video, simulated rape of a woman on a mattress placed on the flatbed of the trailer. What was very disturbing, actually, was there was also sweets being handed out to children. And, of course, that reminds us of the warning from parents back in the day, don't take sweets from adults that you don't know, or don't take sweets. You know what I mean? So it was very much intentional and planned. Then you have somebody dressed up as a member of Garda Síochána supposedly arresting somebody, supposedly Andrew, and putting him in a cage. Actually, I was reading then online, it gets worse, actually. There was an awful lot of planning went into this because the display then had, you know, people like mocked up version of Donald Trump and Jeffrey Epstein and Stephen Hawkins, for God's sake, all in various degrees of undress. Freelance journalist Aoife Moore joins us by phone. Aoife, good morning.
Good morning.
In spite of the fact that they were 15-year-olds, mother of God, it's very worrying, isn't it? If you look at the issues that we're having in society now with toxic masculinity and the manosphere, your thoughts?
I don't think this is manosphere related. I think this is the attitudes that we have seen in Ireland for millennia, from the Catholic Church up till right now. I have covered, and I would say, you know, I'm probably in a special position because I have been in court cases with rape cases and sexual assault victims, and I really, really hope that no one ever has to sit through one, let alone be part of one. Because, you know, I was there for Anna Creechel. I covered Aisling Murphy, and violence against women and sexual violence against women is not taken seriously in this country, so much so that some people thought it was appropriate to simulate rape in front of, not even in front of children, in front of the public. Do you think it was funny? I understand that, you know, parades are tongue-in-cheek. I had the same in my town years ago. It is, you know, I remember one about George Best and his alcoholism being one of the floats that I saw when I was very young.
Not acceptable.
That, not acceptable, but understanding that these is what these floats were. But I think the fact that all of it was bad, Prince Andrew, everything, but for me, the simulated rape and the actual forethought to put a bed on the float, I think is horrific. It speaks to me that none of these people have ever either been sexually assaulted or know anyone who's sexually assaulted, or they probably do know someone who's been sexually assaulted because one in three women experience sexual violence, but they don't tell them. And no wonder they don't tell them. Because I have spoken about this on the video I put on TikTok, has 500,000 views now. It's reached Australia and America. And a lot of, you know, Irish women are saying, I feel really sorry for the woman in these areas because I would not feel comfortable telling my family or Gardaí in that area that I had been sexually assaulted because if this is what they think is acceptable. No, I would say I do not think the people of Ballon Robe support this or think it's acceptable.
Oh, they're mortified.
I think they're obviously as frustrated as the rest of us. But I really want people to think about this logically. This is not a Ballon Robe problem. It's not this float. It is society's general attitude to sexual violence against women. And, you know, we often hear, you know, we have to protect the children. You know, we have to protect women and children. Well, from who? You know, yous are making a laugh. These people are making a laugh of Jeffrey Epstein, one of the most prolific sexual predators that we have ever known about since maybe Harvey Weinstein or Jimmy Savile. And that is what they thought would be a tongue-in-cheek laugh to put in front of children.
Yeah. Here's my point, though. Just going back again to what I mentioned earlier, because I just recently watched the Netflix Louis Theroux documentary. Did you see that?
Yes, okay. I watched it, yeah.
All right, well, that's good. No, the point I was making, and these are 15-year-olds. Firstly, do we know that they were all 15-year-old boys dressed as women? I'm curious as to whether there were any girls involved. And if there were, would they not have said to the boys, no?
I don't think it's on women to speak out and have to tell men that making fun of sexual violence is wrong.
No, but
I don't know the ins and outs of the actual makeup of the parade.
I understand that. I'm just curious because if you look at 15-year-old boys, can you not see any connection at all to where we're at now with boys and this toxic masculinity, the manosphere we talk about?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay.
I do think, obviously, the manosphere is a massive issue here, but I think this parade float would have happened without the manosphere, is the point I'm making. I think what we're seeing now with the Louis Theroux and the Andrew Tate is that they've monetized it.
Yeah.
I totally believe that the manosphere is a Ponzi scheme. It's a multi-level marketing scheme to take money off young men.
100%.
And it is only the men at the top that are making the money out of this. It is only the Donald Trumps. It is only the Joe Rogans. It is only the Andrew Tate. You see in Louis Theroux's documentary that he invests money in one of their schemes and has lost the entire amount by the time it's over.
Yeah.
And what we're seeing now is, I think, a big result of this is that the social contract is broken. So young men who I agree with will say, you're working a full-time job and you can barely pay rent, you can barely keep your head above water. A degree no longer means that you'll be able to get a job, let alone save to get married, save to look after your children. You know, like the social contract that if you go to uni and you pay your taxes and you do the right thing, you'll be able to put a roof over your head and look after your family. That's not the case anymore. The difference is the manosphere doesn't say it's actually capitalism and the right wing politicians that have made the system so the elites get richer that are the problem. They say it's women, it's the Jews, it's gay people, and they use these men's very, very valid frustrations, but they use them to target people they see as lesser. And the big thing I took from that documentary was they do not even see women as human beings. And the biggest, you know, dehumanization I can think of is what we saw on Ballon Robe yesterday.
No, I 100% agree with everything you've said. In fact, I think that we agree on a point in the sense that if 15-year-olds think that this is fun, it may have been the most stupid mistake they will ever make, but if they think this is fun, what hope is there?
Exactly. And why do they think this is fun? What is society telling them? You know, I have friends that have sons and, you know, they're watching the same things as us. They're watching the Louis Theroux documentary and they're thinking, you know, you can do all you can at home. You can be a very progressive, you know, anti-racist, anti-homophobia house. You can bring them up well, you know, teach them manners and kindness, but they still have to go to school. They still have to operate in the world. And it's on society, you know, and we have to, I personally think the only way we can do this, if we have to reach young people, very young, where they are, and teach them that none of this is acceptable. Give them that digital literacy. The thing is that you see in the Louis Theroux documentary, when he challenges even the smallest part of their belief system, it crumbles. So much of it is contradictory. They can't stand it over it. Yeah. One fella said he was going to have multiple wives, and then when Louis said it in front of his girlfriend, he backtracked on it.
Yeah, yeah. And so, she subsequently left him then after
And then
all
she
that.
Left him.
Yeah.
And also, even in that man who he was being interviewed about multiple wives is called Myron Gaines, except he's not called Myron Gaines. He's a Sudanese Muslim-born American man who changed his name because it sounded too Muslim. All of this is to project to other men, for other men's approval. And I think teaching young men that it's okay to be different, it's okay to have feelings, it's okay to be kind. All of the manosphere does is make men more lonely and more isolated, and then it's easier to take their money off them.
They
do not have these wee boys' interests at heart, and they definitely don't have women's best interests at heart.
And in this case now, this damages women's best interest, in fact, doesn't it, with regards to many of the columnists this morning are talking, see Lorraine Courtney in The Independent talking about this is the reason why women don't report sexual assault and rape.
Of course. I have multiple friends who've been sexually assaulted on nights out or whatever happened, and they'd say, well, I'm not going to tell the guards or I'm not going to go to the PSNI because I was drunk. They won't believe me. He's a nice fella. He has a good job. You know, all these things. Women know they won't be believed. Look at the rate, you know, of even the DPP. Even when you do something, everything right, even when you go and get the rape test done, you give your statement to the Gardaí does all they can for you. And then the DPP will look at it and say, I'm not going to prosecute, which is, we're not going to go to court, which is what happened in the case of Conor McGregor and Nikita Hand. Nikita repeatedly tried to have him criminally prosecuted, and they said no, despite having the evidence that they had, that then found him liable in a civil court. So why would women put themselves through all of this? And even they say, oh, well, the victim's anonymous. It's not anonymous in your local area. It's not anonymous in your village. Everyone's going to know. So why put yourself through all the trauma to get no justice at the end? And then even if you get justice, even if he goes to jail, people will still say you made it up. You know, we see it all the time. Like, we don't know what happened there. Nobody ever says that about burgling a house, but they'll often say it about rape or sexual assault. We don't know what happened there. There's two of them on it. But we never hear it about robbing a shop or breaking into a house. And it's, again, it's the dehumanization of women.
It is a dehumanization. And it's crime upon crime, really, if you like, you know.
And also, what happened, and I'm not at all ever advocating for having sympathy for rapists, but what happened to the young man who commits the rape? Do you think that they have the right to do that? That they have an entitlement to a woman's body? And what message was society or his home or the internet sending him? Because rape isn't about sex, it's about power. So why did they feel so disempowered that they have to take that away from someone else? All of this is, like, none of us can be solved unless we start taking it seriously, but also reaching young men at a young age with mental health help and kindness. And, you know, this patriarchy of you have to be the strong, silent type and you can't have feelings and don't cry and don't go to therapy, that's only damaging fellas.
Yeah.
And then those fellas damage the woman and their life.
Yes, I understand. Is there any good to be taken from this then? Any lesson to be learned going forward, as gruesome and as appalling as it is? Indeed, you feel sorry for the people of Ballinrobe. Can there be any good taken from it?
I think the national outrage might focus a few minds. I think maybe there might be conversations in kitchens across Ireland now where maybe mothers and sisters will say, well, I was sexually assaulted and I didn't do anything about it, and this is why. Maybe, you know, there were young men who are seeing this on RTE or heard about it on Lifeline or talking about it in school, and it sparks those conversations with parents. They say, this is not acceptable. It is never funny. They laugh about this, because the thing is, if Jeffrey Epstein was sexually assaulting other men, this would have never happened. This parade float would never, ever have made it there, because there is never jokes about the sexual assault of men, but there is always jokes about the sexual assault of women. And women aren't looking for more respect than men. We are just looking for equality. Please do not make light of violent crime against us.
Thanks as always. I appreciate you coming on this morning.
Thank you.
Look after yourself, Aoife, freelance journalist.
Bye-bye.
Aoife Moore in Derry. Text 0868104106. We covered a lot of ground there. She's a very powerful woman. Back after 10, your thoughts, please. You can also send a voice note if you can't jump on air. Same text line, but on WhatsApp, 0868104106.